Chapter 15. Man knows not his source. Yet man does seek and ask, they ask of whom? They look, but where do they look? They say this and that, but what does it avail them? Not with all their mantras have they gained wisdom in order to be wise. Neither have their decrees cleansed them. For the most part they pray unto a false or unknown god. They know not their source. Rules are laid down, and followed that ones can remain within a social grouping with no discomfort, and then fall into sleep that no ripples arise upon the waters that he may wear out his days in dreary, boring and unhappy activities to pass time away until his departure. He works and toys at having, rather than being had by fellow men. He loudly speaks his opinions, and debates in attempt to sway another to his own selfish truth, most often just to bring peace into a quarrelsome and discomforting circumstance. Thy biggest activity is to go, and watch another man participate in something or other, or to go unto someone else's kitchen and fill thy bellies with abundant food which ye need not. You ones have never experienced life. You are stumbling in death, you have dead in everything about you. The just and the prudent will now be in the receiving of the greater mysteries, for it is now come when they shall be revealed unto you. I say, behold the hand of God move. See it move, and know you that it moves, for by the hand of God shall these things be revealed unto you. This is the day of revelation, the revelation of revelations, wherein you shall have understanding of all former revelations. You are blessed.